Welcome to A Radiantly Healthy Life, the podcast where we explore natural health and wellness just for women. Here, we'll dive into a mix of mindfulness, homeopathy, herbal remedies, functional medicine, and those tried and true traditional methods. I'm Amy Whitbeck, your host and fellow traveler on this journey toward better health. As a natural health coach, I'm excited to share insights and tips I've learned not only through personal experience, but also from the amazing women I coach. So grab your favorite cup of tea or cozy drink, and let's chat as we walk this path to radiant health and happiness. Hi, welcome. I hope you've had a really good week, and I'm so glad you're here because today we're going to be talking about something a little bit different. We're going to be talking about 13 reasons to work out that will make you want to start today, and not one of them is weight loss. So if you're looking for information that can help motivate you and put you in the right mindset to help achieve your goals, then keep listening because today's episode might be just what you need. So do you want to start exercising or get back to it, but weight loss isn't a great motivator for you? You're definitely not alone. I personally hate that so much emphasis is put on weight loss as a motivator to work out. For one, people have extra weight for a number of reasons. And second, exercise alone will not equal the loss of weight for most people. Now, don't get me wrong. Weight loss is something to work toward if you need to or you want to, but it requires a whole body and mind approach, and it shouldn't be the only reason to work out. Plus, there are a lot of other great reasons to work out. The reasons that we'll go over here will help keep you motivated when you hit those inevitable rough patches of exercise. So let's keep going because I have 13 reasons that will make you want to start working out today. The first tip I have is to examine your goals, expectations, and perspective. I understand the need for a change in goals and perspective. I used to exercise almost every day and I absolutely loved it. And then life happened. You know, the kind of life that kicks you right in the seat meat and makes you fall face first in the mud. Not good. Anyway, I was hit with a number of stressful experiences and ended up with severe adrenal fatigue. Exercising used to be an outlet for me, and then all of a sudden, I was unable to do even the easiest, shortest workouts. And to say I was beyond sad, that would be an understatement. But while I was resting and recovering, I spent a lot of time reflecting. I learned that for the majority of the time that I was working out before I crashed, I was focusing mostly on weight loss. This was not really helpful, motivating, or kind to myself. I was basically telling myself that above all, weight loss was the most important thing in life. And that's not a very balanced or holistic view at all. Now things are a little different. My goals are to increase strength and stamina, regain flexibility, and have overall health and wellness. And because my goals have changed, so has my perspective. Or maybe it's because my perspective changed, my goals changed. Either way, there's been a change. And being healthy is so much more than being thinner. So if you're still looking for that motivation, we'll keep going. Let's start with what is motivation? Well, simply put, motivation is the why behind what we do. It doesn't matter if we're talking about working out or something else in life. We do things because we're motivated in some way. Motivation has been defined as a need or desire that energizes behavior and directs it towards a goal. These needs or desires may come from external sources, known as extrinsic motivation, such as praise, money, or recognition, or from within, known as intrinsic motivation, like feeling joy or pleasure from completing a task. So you may be wondering, why is motivation so important? Understanding and examining what is motivating to you and why is important because it could shed light on needs, desires, areas of difficulty, and give a more in-depth understanding of goals, choices, and possible rewards. When you know what motivates you and why, more realistic and attainable goals can be set, and the rewards will be more gratifying because they will be customized to you. By taking the time to examine where you are in life right now, what your goals are, what motivates you, your chances of success rise dramatically. So here are 13 reasons that you could use as motivation to work out. You've taken the time to do some self-reflection, and you found out that weight loss isn't a great motivator, or the only motivator, for you. Well, I definitely hear that. Even if you, like me, would like to lose weight, it's not your only goal. So here are reasons to work out that can help you get up and moving when you need that extra little push. Number one, exercise can lower the risk of cardiovascular disease. According to the Mayo Clinic, no matter what your current weight, being active boosts high-density lipoproteins, which is the HDL or good cholesterol, and decreases unhealthy triglycerides. In addition to that, regular exercise can help lower blood pressure or keep it in a healthy range, and overall risk of death from all causes is lowered. The second reason that can motivate you to get off the couch and just take a nice walk or really get into some exercise would be blood sugar balance. You don't have to have blood sugar problems to take an interest in this one. Keeping blood sugar balanced is vital to good health, and exercise is one way to do that. Moderate exercise can lower blood sugar levels and help your body use insulin more effectively. These benefits can even be seen hours after working out. Be careful not to overdo it, though. More is not always better. Number three, exercise can lower the rate of certain cancers. Yep, that's right. People who regularly exercise can reduce their risk of cancer significantly. Moderate exercise can help give you up to a 20% less chance of certain cancers. Number four, exercise can increase blood to the brain. Exercise can actually help your brain to grow and become more elastic. This means that when you exercise, you'll have better memory, mental alertness, concentration, and I find that my creativity soars after a workout. That's when I get my best ideas for work, decorating, or any other topic that's been on my mind. Number five, improvement in mood and lessening of stress. Working out is a fantastic way to lower stress and improve your mood. According to Dr. Amen, exercise activates the same pathways in the brain as morphine and increases the release of endorphins, your natural feel-good neurotransmitters. He goes on to say that exercise is not only a fountain of youth, but also the closest thing to a happy pill that you'll ever find. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds great to me. Number six, exercise will give you an energy boost. So if you work out, it can help you to strengthen your muscles, bones, lungs, and heart. And the more toned these are, the less winded and tired you feel. Working out also helps the cardiovascular system work better and delivers oxygen and other nutrients throughout the body. Now, I know it doesn't always feel like it when you first start out, but my tip for doing this is if I don't feel like working out or I feel extra tired that day, I'll tell myself that I'm only going to do it for 5 minutes. And then once 5 minutes hits, more times than not, I feel like I should keep going or that I can keep going. But if I hit 5 minutes and I still feel really tired or like I just can't do it that day, then I let it go and it's fine. And like I said, more times than not, I have more energy after I work out than when I began. Okay, so on to the seventh reason that exercise can be motivating. Exercise can improve balance and posture. Having strong muscles and good balance helps to keep the spine in alignment, thereby reducing the chance of herniated discs, sciatica, and other forms of back pain. Keeping muscles strong and maintaining balance is very, very important as we age. Number eight, working out assists the lymphatic system. The lymph system works best when a person is active. This system has no pump like the circulatory system. So in order to really get that lymph fluid moving, which is something you definitely want to do, because its main job is to protect our bodies from infection, bacteria, and cancer. So in order to do that, movement is needed. When you work out, you keep your lymph system happy and circulating. And number nine, better sleep. Regular exercise can help you fall asleep faster and experience better, deeper sleep. Now, I don't know about you, but I definitely need good sleep. Number 10 is time to yourself. Now, if you have kids, I'm sure that you can relate. As a mom and a busy woman, I don't get a whole lot of time to myself, but this is one of the many reasons I love working out. It's not always easy to carve out time, but I'm always in a better mood when I get to listen to great music, work up a sweat, and take even just 10 or 15 minutes to exercise. Number 11, connect with others. Finding forms of exercise that you like can have a great social benefit too. You can meet up with friends to go kayaking, play tennis, or join a team sport, and all are great ways to enhance your mental, emotional, and physical health. Also, working out with others is much more fun and can be a great way to add some accountability if that's needed. Number 12, exercising helps to teach good habits. You're a good example. So making a habit of getting regular physical exercise is a great example for kids. Showing them examples of healthy eating, exercise, and having conversations about the importance of these healthy lifestyle choices will have positive, long-lasting effects. Finding ways to incorporate fitness is a great way to spend time together. So even though it's great to have time alone, Be sure to take a walk, bike ride, or pick some other fun activity and show your kids how to live a healthy life. It's the very best gift you can give to them. And finally, number 13, exercise slows the aging process. Exercise and other healthy choices actually help to slow the shortening of your telomeres. Telomeres are part of your chromosomes and control the aging process. These little buggers naturally shorten with age, but the rate that they shorten is directly related to how you live your life. So, good choices equals slower aging. And I don't know about you, but anything to slow down that clock is good with me. So here's a few final thoughts. Motivation to exercise is not always easy to find. That's why it's important to give some thought to what's inspiring to you and why, and what rewards you hope to get. Write this newfound knowledge down and keep it somewhere handy. There will be times when you need a reminder of why you started and what you hope to gain. If you pick any of these 13 reasons to work out, then you're off to a great start. And also remember, sometimes motivation comes after you start. So good luck. I know you can do it. Do you have something that's really motivating for you? If you do, I'd love it if you shared it with me. Feel free to comment on the blog post or tag me on Facebook or even send me a message. I would love to hear what's so motivating for you. Well, that's all for today. I hope I've given you a little more information and some great reasons to work out that will help you get and stay motivated. If you'd like more information, feel free to look in this show's description or hop on over to my blog. I hope you have a great week, and I'll see you next time. Bye. Thanks for listening today. Are you interested in diving deeper? Head over to aradiantlyhealthylife.com and be sure to sign up for my email list so you can stay up to date on what's new and gain access to exclusive tips, insights, and resources available only to my community. While you're there, feel free to leave a comment. I'd love to hear from you. And if you like this episode, consider sharing it with a friend. Every share helps us reach more people and spread the message of health and wellness. I'll be back next week. But in the meantime, remember, small steps really do make a big difference. See you next time.